Chapter 19. Sacrifice. Rebecca. There's blood on her hands. It isn't hers. It never is. People love her too much for that. It's always been her mother's or stranger's or soldier father. It's Luffy's. Luffy who fell from the sky and crashed a crater into the earth. Luffy whose crash sent a shockwave and blew Rebecca back 100 feet. Luffy who bleeds onto the ground and Rebecca's hands as she staunches the blood, turning everything black and dark. There's blood all over his lips. His teeth look sharper in the daylight. He's smiling, though. That Rebecca can make out through her tears. He's smiling. She can't make out anything else, and she's not quite sure if the haziness from Luffy's body is from her tears or something more. Around her sounds of victory ring out. She echoes them in sobs as she holds her savior's head in her lap and tries to staunch wounds that she can't quite see. Rebecca, Viola says, and she can hardly bring herself to look up. He did it. There's no birdcage in the sky. Dressrosa is in ruins, but it is free, thanks to the sacrifice of the boy on her lap, and, oh, the tears won't stop falling. Rebecca is free because of a demon, because of a monster, because of the sacrifice of 1,000 people and a single crew which should never have left their home. Tears drip down and mix with the blood on her hands, black, then red in the light. Luffy feels heavy on her lap, but Rebecca has never felt so light. And maybe when the tears are gone, she can smile again. She follows them as a man in green with shadowy limbs that dance in Rebecca's vision carries Luffy away. She passes by the spot where Doflamingo fell, and a little ways from that, she sees the scraps of an entire arm bitten and chewed. Glasses are shattered on the ground in 100 pieces. She wonders what Luffy could have done to break into the eyes of a monster.